3. Common traps. 4 talk styles to avoid. There are countless ways to build a great talk. But first, some essential safety tips. There are ugly talk styles out there, dangerous to both a speaker's reputation and an audience's well-being. Here are 4 to steer clear of at all costs. The sales pitch. Sometimes speakers get it exactly backwards. They plan to take, not give. Several years ago, a famed author and business consultant came to TED. I was excited to hear his presentation on how to think outside the box. What happened next horrified me. He began talking about a series of businesses that had apparently made a significant leap forward as a result of an action they took. And what was that action? They had all booked his consultancy services. After 5 minutes of this, the audience was getting antsy and I had had enough. I stood up and began to interrupt. Every eye turned my way. I was sweating. My microphone was on. Everyone could hear everything. Me. I have a request here. Perhaps you could tell us about the actual type of thinking you recommend. We want to know how it actually works so that we've got a takeaway. As it is, it's a bit too much of an ad. Nervous applause. Awkward pause. Speaker. It takes 3 days to go into it. In 15 minutes, there is no way I can tell you all about how to do it. My purpose is to tell you that these things can work and therefore motivate you to look further into them. Me. We believe you that they work. You're a rock star in this field. Give us an instance or just tease us with the first 15 minutes of it, please. At this point, the audience starts cheering and the speaker's left with no choice. To everyone's relief, he finally begins to share some wisdom we can use. Here's the irony. This greedy approach to speaking doesn't even serve the speaker's interest. I'd be amazed if he got a single booking from anyone in that audience. And even if he did, it had to be offset by a loss of respect from others in the room. Needless to say, we never posted the talk online. Reputation is everything. You want to build a reputation as a generous person, bringing something wonderful to your audiences, not as a tedious self-promoter. It's boring and frustrating to be pitched to, especially when you're expecting something else. Usually, of course, pitches...